It's time for a little kōrero with Joe. Morena, how are you?
G'day, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Good.
I'm excited for a chat. You've got a brand new album, Pool Sharks.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, cheers. Nice to have it out.
How are you feeling about it?
Feeling good, yeah. It's nice to have it out in the world and sort of past the phase of production and, you know, sort of dreading it coming out, you know, so. Yeah.
How long have you been working on this project for?
Probably about a year or so. We recorded all the tracks last year and then just kind of been working on them on and off for about the last 6 months up until now.
Yeah, that's actually quite a fast turnaround for an album, isn't it?
Yeah, it's come together reasonably quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the quicker ones. So.
Yeah, I guess because it's like that jazzier sound, a lot of the recording is quite live and like kept as is, would you say?
Yeah, we got a lot of it. Recorded with the live band all in a full take, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then overdubbed a whole bunch of synths on top of the live band and sort of came together like that. So, yeah,
Main.
It's pretty quick.
It's cool. I'm really liking your sound. I like the last album a lot as well. It definitely feels like it's, like, in that sort of 70s, like, jazz fusion-y sort of realm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Using a lot of the instruments from the 70s and mm-hmm. the same gears and same production techniques. So, yeah, definitely taking a lot of inspiration from that sort of kind of, like, crossover era of jazz, moving into sort of funk and fusion sort of territory as well. But yeah, but sort of some modern stuff as well. So
yeah, cool. And I mean, you play with a whole lot of other bands and artists as well. Would you say that all of that work playing with lots of different artists influences your sound at all, or are you quite like tunnel vision about what you want to make?
I definitely have a bit of certain tunnel vision in a way. But yeah, it's sort of take little bits and pieces from other people's projects that I've been lucky enough to play with, and yeah, just inspiration from all these other creatives as well.
Mm-hmm.
One sort of specific thing I've sort of taken from Princess Chelsea is just the glockenspiel and how important that can be in a bit of music, you know, just a bit of sparkle on top. So that's been
Little discovery. Icing on the cake,
yeah,
hey?
Yeah, totally.
It's real good. Yeah, cool. I love a glockenspiel.
Absolutely.
Oh, awesome. Tell us a little bit more about the process for recording this, what musicians you worked with and what it looked like recording.
So we recorded the band tracks out at Blockhouse Bay. Andrew Isdale, who's on sax and also mixed the album, just recorded up at his parents' attic, which it's just
awesome.
Like, he says that when his dad built the house in the 80s, he accidentally acoustically treated it by building a really appropriately shaped ceiling for a recording studio, so it sounds real good in there.
I love that.
We did that with David Harris on drums, Will Goodenson on bass, Ben Frader percussion, Andrew on sax, and then later on had Lucas Fritsch do some bass clarinet and Finn Scholes play trumpet on the one track, Herb Alpert. So, and then, myself on a variety of keyboards and guitars and glockenspiels and
brilliant.
All sorts.
It's like the Auckland Jazz Avengers, isn't it?
Yeah. Assembled squad.
Oh, brilliant. So cool. And you've got vinyl.
Yeah,
doing
which
is exciting.
Limited run on Jandal Records, new label I'm starting up. So.
Yeah, cool. Tell us a little bit more about starting up your own record label and what that process has been like.
It's a learning curve for sure. Still getting the ropes of it. It's kind of, at the moment, just an excuse to have an outlet for a few of my own projects, including this one, but a few others that are coming up. So, and then hopefully if it grows into something, then, you know, have an outlet for other people's projects and whatever else might come up.
I guess being involved with a lot of other artists, it's quite a natural progression for you to sort of start your own collective in some way or another, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of just like a home for all the different music that I've been writing at the moment. And then, there's lots of other amazing sort of original instrumental projects out there around Tamaki. So it'd be cool to, you know, capture those and document them.
Totally. I'm a bit curious about what made you choose to name the album Pool Sharks. That was my worst fear as a child, like sharks in the pool.
Sharks in the pool. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we did this gig about 4 years ago as the Pool Sharks, and that's kind of the only one we've done. Well, no, we've done a few actually, but yeah, to be honest, I can't really remember how the name originated, or there's no good reason for it, but it's just like a nice...
It just happened.
Yeah, but pool sharks could be, you know, sharks in the pool, or like someone who's really good at pool, or,
Or
sharks playing pool.
A little double entendre.
It could be sharks playing pool.
Yeah, sharks playing pool, or triple entendre, quadruple entendre.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow,
there's all
okay.
sorts of interpretations for it, really, but...
Wow, okay.
Well, you've cowed my fears over here.
That's so cool. So you call the band is the Pool Sharks as well, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Pool Sharks.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome. So good. Oh, I love that.
There's also the Pool Sharkestra, which is like a extended version of the band. We were doing some recording earlier this year in the lab with like a 10-piece version of the band that's on this album, doing a whole bunch of the leftover tunes that didn't make it on here, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pool Sharkestra. That's due for release next year as well. So.
Whoa. I'm so excited.
Even more sharks. Get ready, everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool. And speaking of the band, you've got a gig. Is that right?
Yes, two gigs.
Two gigs even.
Yeah.
Wow. Excellent.
Tell us about that.
Doing Thursday and Friday this week, 9th and 10th of October, at The Apartment on K Road, which is a new little sort of surprise venue.
Mm.
Bob Frisby, the legend involved there.
Mm.
So yeah, we're doing two nights, playing the album in full with full band, and then yeah, probably a few extras as well at the end of that. So yeah, you can get your tickets from Under the Radar.
Cool.
They're moving fast out the door, so yeah.
Brilliant.
Get in there.
And pick
limited
up a
spaces. Yeah, grab a record.
Yeah.
Nice.
And Bob Frisbee's involved, so you know the sound is going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be sounding immaculate. Yeah.
Brilliant. Oh, so cool. So excited for you. Vinyl, gigs, album, it's all
isn't
it?
It's all coming, yeah.
Record label.
Sharks in the Pool.
Sharks in the Pool.
It's the one.
Oh, so cool. We're going to listen to a track of the album. This is Herb Alpert. Millie was very excited about this.
I was really excited about this. I think not enough people talk about Herb Alpert and what a legend he was.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what inspired you while you were writing this track?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, taking inspiration from his, you know, just kind of ultra cool, slightly cheesy, but, you know, still just real, real confident swagger of all his shit, so...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing, is like you can't deny it. It's a little cheesy, but like it stands true.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's charging its own path. It's good.
Nothing wrong with a bit of cheese.
Yeah, you got to have your humour in music as well. A bit of,
indeed,
know, a bit of sarcasm. And,
oh, that's brilliant. So groovy.
Ode to Herb. Yeah.
Lovely. Okay, we're going to listen to Herb Alpert from Joe Captain's new album, Pool Sharks. Thank you so much, Joe, for joining us for a corridor. Everyone can head to Under the Radar to get tickets for Thursday or Friday, or both even.
Yeah, both.
And
recommended.
Pick up a record at all the good record stores and Bandcamp.
Yes, Bandcamp.
Cool. Thanks, Joe.
Cheers.
Thank you.